The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Saturday, November 16th, 2019. You asked, we are delivering Saturday episodes now. You know, why not do a Saturday episode? I mean, honestly, like when you think about it, Saturday's a day, right? I mean, it's a day that ends in Y, as people like to say. And Saturday is honestly kind of the most important day in some senses when it comes to an NFL week, because it's the day before the game. And my thought process long ago was, you got stuff to do, right? I got stuff to do on Saturdays. I mean, you know, maybe you got to mow the yard. Maybe you got to rearrange the garage. Maybe you got to paint something. Maybe you got to go run errands. Maybe you got to go, you know, you got to go get that gift, you know, because the birthday party is coming up. You guys got to be there. You got to be there at 3 p.m., all right? You got to leave the house at 2:15 because there's traffic. You never know. Saturday's crazy. You got to eat before because you don't like the food. You know, life is crazy. Anyway, so Friday was a really interesting day across the NFL. We talked about that on Friday's episode with the Myles Garrett fallout and what happened on Thursday Night Football, suspended indefinitely, as fate would have it. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what comes of that. I think that there are a lot of people who ultimately agree with that. However, there is a tiny little Cowboy spin. I know that's why you come to the Ocho. So I'm not looking past 2019. I mean, obviously the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this season. We all know that. But in 2020, which is next season, the Dallas Cowboys play the AFC North. That's per the NFL's rotating schedule. If you're unaware how that works, every year the Cowboys, just like every team, they play one division from the AFC, one division from the NFC. It rotates. So 2020 is the year next that the Cowboys play the AFC North. So they last played the AFC North in 2016. They traveled to Pittsburgh and Cleveland. They'll host the Steelers and Browns in 2020, the two teams involved in Thursday Night Football. But the reason I bring that up is because in 2008, so in 2020, that will be 12 years ago. In 2008, the Dallas Cowboys played the Cleveland Browns in week one. They were on the road in Cleveland. Actually, the last time they were in Cleveland before that 2016 game. And so if the Cowboys drew the Browns in the first, I don't know, month of the season, if Myles Garrett's suspension, which is indefinite, bleeds into next season, it's possible that the Cowboys could play the Cleveland Browns without Myles Garrett out there. I know that's looking really, really, really far into the future, but again, I know that's why you come here. You also come here, obviously, for current discussions when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, and the Cowboys tomorrow will be in Detroit, the 3-1-3, taking on the Lions. We found out on Friday, I was going to say on Thursday, depending on how seriously you took it, we officially found out on Friday that quarterback Matthew Stafford will not play in this game for the Detroit Lions. This is a huge detail. When it's all said and done, you could look back on this, and I don't think this is exaggerating. We could all look back on this and say, that's a thing, not a move, but that's a detail that helped the Cowboys win the NFC East. We talked about this on Friday's episode, the tiebreakers that the Cowboys are going to need if they do lose that game to Philadelphia. It's going to come down to common opponents and things like that. The Lions beat the Eagles. And so if the Cowboys can beat Detroit. And I think a lot of us thought that they could probably beat the Lions even with Matthew Stafford, especially if he was not 100%. But if they can beat Detroit, that will be very, very valuable down the stretch. And Jeff Driscoll. Wow. It's interesting how these things always kind of come full circle. Jeff Driscoll, coming out of Louisiana Tech, a lot of people liked him in the 2016 NFL draft. You'll note, obviously, it was 2016 when the Dallas Cowboys drafted Dak Prescott. Driscoll went two rounds later, originally drafted by the San Francisco 49ers. Driscoll has started six games in his NFL career, most of them with the Cincinnati Bengals, and he has not done too well. But, hey, you know, that can always change. This could be the week. In six starts, Jeff Driscoll has won one of them. Last season on December 16th. Interesting how that would work out because 12-16, and we were talking about the AFC North, and the Cowboys played them in 2012 and 2016. That's the 2020 thing, 2008, you get it. And Jeff Driscoll was in the AFC North when this happened. Those are things that just entertain me. But Jeff Driscoll won against the Oakland Raiders while a member of the Cincinnati Bengals. His most recent start obviously came last week on the road against the Chicago Bears. Threw the ball more times than he ever had in the NFL. Ultimately, last week in the Windy City was 27 of 46 for 269 yards. That is the most that he has ever thrown for in an NFL game. One touchdown, one interception. In his six starts, he has thrown an interception in three of them. He has thrown at least one touchdown in five of them. So Jeff Driscoll, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that he's anything that you really have to be worried about, but, I mean, he's a relevant factor. And the Lions are a defense that I think is has some sneaky potential, but overall can be scored on. Trey Flowers and Darius Slay are obviously names you got to know, but the Cowboys should be able to score. I don't want to say it will, but they should be able to put up the points that they're going to need to put up to win. And I think defensively, you know, this game has the potential to be a really big get-right game for the Cowboys. I mean, you know, they didn't slow down Dalvin Cook. They didn't slow down Kirk Cousins, really. And so now you get an opportunity with Jeff Driscoll to go kind of flex a muscle, get a win, get to 6-4, kind of give yourself some confidence before the big game next weekend in New England. And I think that we've seen the Cowboys, you know, and they didn't totally admit this, but we've seen them kind of look past a game that they're in the middle of. I mean, we've seen the Cowboys look towards a different opponent. I think when the Cowboys played the Saints, we kind of saw that because they were looking forward to, you know, towards the Green Bay Packers game. Obviously, when it came to the Jets, a lot of people thought they were looking ahead to the game against the Eagles. And so that can be something that can hurt an NFL team, can hurt any team, really. And so, I mean, I don't know that they have the ability to do that. I mean, losing to the Minnesota Vikings kind of, you know, ruined the ability to look past anything. And so now the Cowboys are in a position where they really do have to take this thing week by week. And maybe you're saying, that's what I want. I want them to focus on one game at a time, one week at a time, one day, got to be better today than you were yesterday, got to win one game, you know, and we'll take it inch by inch, so to speak. And I think that's what the Cowboys are ultimately going to have to do. You cannot look ahead. And ultimately, you know, we talked about this last week before the game against the Vikings. If I told you before the Cowboys played the Vikings that you could only win two of the next three games, Vikings, Lions, Patriots, and I let you pick which two you would have wanted, you would have definitely picked the Patriots game, right? Like, you would have absolutely picked the Patriots game, when in reality, that one means less. It's an AFC team. Wins against AFC opponents are nice. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a win, and all wins are valuable in the NFL, but it's the wins against conference teams. It's the wins against division teams. Those are the ones that go a longer way when it comes to making the playoffs. And so, I mean, look, I hate to say it this way, but over these next 2 weeks, the win against the Lions is much more important than the win against the Patriots. I mean, that's just the reality of it. That's the way the rules work. And speaking of the Patriots, they will visit the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. So a lot happening this week that, you know, really could shape the way this division looks in a couple of days. You know, we'll be doing a podcast tomorrow evening, tomorrow afternoonish, recapping the game. We'll obviously know the result of the Eagles game as well. So maybe at this time tomorrow, depending on when you're listening, the Cowboys will have stretched their lead in the NFC East. And at this point, every win counts. Every slight little bit that you can gain on the Philadelphia Eagles is huge because, I mean, it's a division that's going to be really tight. I mean, it's arguably the tightest division from the perspective that you're either going to win it or you're not going to be a playoff team. Because you look at the NFC West, that's a really tight race, obviously, between the Seahawks and the 49ers. But whoever doesn't win that's still going to be a wild card team. You look at the NFC North, the Packers and the Vikings. Whoever doesn't win that, they're still going to be a wild card team. I think you look at other divisions, maybe I don't think the AFC East is a tight race. But obviously, the Bills, if they don't win it, they'll be a wild card team, given the way the AFC looks. Maybe you want to throw the AFC South out there, if you think the Titans and Colts, I mean, even the Jaguars, honestly, are going to make things dicey in that division for the Texans. I mean, I don't know. But that's what I'm saying is in the NFC East, and it's not even the whole division, for the Cowboys or Eagles, it is win or go home. And whoever doesn't win this division, whoever is not in the playoffs, is going to have a long sort of hard look in the mirror over the course of the offseason. Because if it's the Cowboys, I mean, you know what the narrative will be. What's going to happen with Jason Garrett? Are they going to retain him? They're going to sign him to an extension, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If the Eagles don't win the division and therefore miss out on the playoffs again, the conversation will be, well, what happened, Doug Peterson? You won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and you've lost the division the last 2 years in a row to the Cowboys. You can't get over that hump. What's going on? Carson Wentz, what happened? Nick Foles was able to do it 2 years in a row. He went to the playoffs. Why can't you do it? And so there are a lot of consequences hanging in the balance, and this weekend, tomorrow specifically, is going to move them in one direction or another. So I think, needless to say, we're all pulling for the Cowboys, and I'll pull in for the Patriots. You better have the best weekend ever. Stop talking about it. Just be about it. Have the absolute best weekend ever. I know this is a bit of a shorter episode. We got one up. I mean, it's Cowboys Lions without Matthew Stafford. You know, there's not a lot of meat on this bone. Shout out Joseph Randall. But, I mean, it's something that something we're all excited. You know, I mean, anytime you lose away the Cowboys lost to the Vikings and you can come back and you can hopefully get a win, it puts a lot of wind in those sails. And I think, you know, we all believe the Cowboys need a lot of wind in their sails these days. It feels like, you know, if you just pay attention to Twitter, it feels like the Cowboys are the worst team in the NFL. They're in first place in the division. And I'm not trying to say, like, hey, back off. They're a really good team. But things could be a lot worse. And hopefully they will be a lot better next time we talk as the Dallas Cowboys visit the Detroit Lions mañana. And speaking of mañana, with all that being said, we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.